In the words of Thorvald Solberg, a former Register of Copyrights, when we come to weigh the rights of the several sorts of property which can be held by man, and in this judgment take into consideration only the absolute question of justice, leaving out the limitations of expediency and prejudice, it will be clearly seen that intellectual property is, after all, the only absolute possession in the world. The man who brings out of the nothingness some child of his thoughts has rights therein which cannot belong to any other sort of property. The inventor of a book or other contrivance holds his property as a god holds it, by right of creation.